The Diaries of a Teenage Boy Who Died in a Nazi Concentration Camp have recently been published in the Czech Republic. The boy is Petr Ginz. He drew the picture Moon Landscape. A copy of that was taken into space by the first Israeli astronaut on board the Columbia space shuttle. After the Columbia disaster 2 years ago, the boy's wartime diaries resurfaced. Katerina Zachovalova reports from Prague.
Almost 20 years ago, Jiří Růžička was dismantling a henhouse behind his former family home in Prague when he found a stack of documents in the drawer of an old closet. Two hand-bound notebooks caught his eye.
No, bylo to psané dětskou rukou, bylo to dospělé.
It was written by a child's hand, but it was mature. I looked through it without giving it too much thought, and I said to myself, I should read it and try to ask around for this boy.
He had discovered the diaries of a teenage Czech Jewish boy named Petr Ginz. The diaries gathered dust on his bookshelf until Růžička heard the news of the Columbia disaster and realized what he had in his possession. With the help of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Israel, he located Petr's younger sister, Eva, now called Chava Pressburger. She had become an artist and was living in Israel. Although unaware of the diary's existence, Pressburger says she instantly recognized Petr's handwriting.
It means for me that there is some mission I must yet accomplish in my life, and that Peter sent me a message that I should do so, that I must warn people about what happened.
After a year of negotiations, Pressburger bought the diaries. In short, witty entries, her then 13-year-old brother records the events between September 1941 and August 1942, when he still lived with his family in Prague. He writes about the daily humiliations suffered by Jews.
One German kicked me out of a streetcar in a very rude manner. He said, "Raus, out," in that order, as it is right and proper, first in German, then in Czech. And I had to get out. So I had to run, in menacing rain, all the way to the auxiliary service.
The diaries end a month before Petr was sent to Terezinstadt, a Jewish ghetto near Prague, where he spent the last 2 years of his life. A fan of the novels of Jules Verne, Petr had written 8 novels of his own by the time he arrived in Terezinstadt. Once there, he founded a secret magazine called Vedem, or We Are the Leaders. Jiří Kurt Kotouč was Petr's close friend and collaborator.
While others were playing soccer or engaging in fistfights, his interest made him unique. He was crammed in his middle row bunk bed and worked on another issue of Vedem.
10,500 children lived in the Terezinstadt ghetto. 8,000 of them were murdered in gas chambers. Chava Pressburger remembers seeing her brother before he was deported to Auschwitz in September 1944.
Through the small window, I gave him a piece of bread for the journey from my daily rate of bread. It was the last time I saw him. Actually, I wanted to go with him, and I put my name also on the list to go with him, but for some reason they didn't take me.
The former school in Terezinstadt that served as the boys' barracks now hosts a museum. It's dedicated to the Jewish ghetto. In the classroom where Petr Ginz edited his magazine, yellow panels line the walls. They carry 8,000 names. Petr Ginz is among them. For NPR News, I'm Katerina Zachovalová in Prague.